Rashi, we went over the whole Mishneh, but in the Rashi we left off the Rashi of Muni. So I mentioned what Rabbi Halevi says. In other words, not as the Rude says in the Chuvah Seven Ezra, Kufay, Kufi Dalet, Kufi Ches, that they get that was Nizda, Shalom, and Shleisho, even the Eved, the get is no get. And he's Mechiach, and he deduces it from this Rashi. Rashi says, Holy Tikkun Rabbonin Kid Reis. In other words, get does not require Shleisho. I mean, the Arayas, first of all, the Mishneh, the Blazer Eimer, Achal Pishenu Aveidim Nosu, the Shnayim Kosher. So that means Shleisho is not required. And the Gemara Dabdalet Nihitim, the Kamonis, the Lord, the Shnayim, the Shleisho. So it's only, Machlekes is only the Gabi Shliach, I'm maybe getting the Hayam because you have to say it from Nechta, from Nechta. So it's like Kiyum, so that's why one Mandoma says that he has to give a giver of the Shleisho. But any other get where it's not the Shliach, I'm even the Hayam, certainly does not have to deliver with the Shleisho. So all the Israelis, so the Nebihude is Deichi called these things. The Behuda is there, he called these things by saying that it is right. Why is it that get requires Shleisho? Because it involves in the moment as Ksuve and it becomes relieved of the Chiyuv of sharing Ksus, all kinds of monetary Chiyuvim. So Mil by Ahuse, where there are no monetary Chiyuvim, so then it doesn't require Shleisho. So all these Gemores, the Mishnah, the Gemores, has reference to Ahuse. I mean, that's a big deal. So in other words, so get doesn't require Shleisho. But why does the Rambam, why does Rashi say that Miyun requires Shleisho? Miyun requires Shleisho because Kol D'Tikun Rabbonon Kin D'Reis D'Tikun? The answer is because Miyun is Bal Kocho of the Baal. Daloch is the Isho. So she says, Bifni Shleisho, Ein Reitze Bifleini, even though the Baal doesn't want, so the Miyun is effective. So Mele, anything that involves Kviyeh, Shalui Bertzenei, requires Shleisho. Like the Aloche of Fila Mishpotim Hashem, like Isur Get. So of course, it's not Mamesh the same. If not for the Rashi, we could very well distinguish. Because Isur Get, so the Get, who does the Maise Gereshin? The Baal. So if Bezden is Kefe the Baal to give a Get, so that that requires Shleisho. Elam Shleisho Lufneim. Mashenkin Gabiget, where the Baal does the Ma'ase, and the Baal is not false. It's against the consent of the Isha. So that does not come within the Aloche of Elam Mishpot Vashatos Lufneim. But Raya is, as Salevi says, the Raya is from Rashi. Because Miyun itself, so who does the Ma'ase Miyun? The Isha does the Ma'ase Miyun, the Ktano. And the husband, so he doesn't do the ma'ase. And since he says, can the ra'ase tikkun, so that means that even though it is against the consent of the person who doesn't do the ma'ase, so it still comes within the aloche of Eila Mishpota Shuras Lifneyem, anything that involves kviyeh. So requires Bezdin's mumchi. So Memele, even bisman Chazal, before Chirin Rabbi Negerashim. So true, he could be Migarish, Ishti Bal Kocho, but whenever the husband wanted Migarish, Ishti Bal Kocho, it had to have Bez, because of the Zasakosu, Vavil Mashpoti, Mashatosim Lifneyem. Mashatosim Lifneyem. Lifneyem will Lifneyem Yates. So anything that requires Kviyeh. So has to have business muchit. But prior to Chen Rabbi Gershon, so a dietes, it could be done in the presence of a dietes also, because of Shlokosai Gavino. Just as the Gemara Igit Naf Piche says, in regard to Yisrael Gaviget, Masheinke, that Chen Rabbi Gershon was Misake, that one is not allowed, so it's not Shayach to say, Shlokosai Gavino, he is authorized by the Bezdin or Gesheni. By the Bezdin HaKadmeinim, to do something that is contrary to Chen Rabbi Gershon, So Mimele, it's not Shayach to say Shluchosayik Abdino. If it's not Shayach to say Shluchosayik Abdino, so that's why, I mean, it says Pshat in Chaim Olozhen, I mean, in Chutam Shulosh. So he says, if he was Migal Lakochim, the Eved, it's not good. And from the Loshen of Rabbi Meir Barabbos, where he mentions the Loshen of Rabbi Nigelshi, it's mashma, that even the Eved is ineffective. Not Chas V'Sholem, I mean that Rabbi Nigelshi could be Misake, Lacha de Veteiro. But since without Chir Rabbi Nigelshi, so it requires Shleisho, and it requires Shleisho Smuchi. And why Shleisho did is good? Because of Shlosayik Avino. So as a result of Chir Rabbi Nigelshi, it's not Shayach to say Shlosayik Avino, because of Chir Rabbi Nigelshi. So Memele, that's why Rashi says, here, Kol D'Tikun Rabbonon, Kein D'Raisa Tikun. Kein D'Raisa Tikun. Now, from the Ramon in Simin Kuf Yutes, it's Mashma, Beferush, that the Eved, if one was Migarish, Ishti Baal Korcho, so the get is a good get. Is a good get. The Bishmuel has a Sofik. Now, so what is the Pshat in the Ramos? I mean, the Ramon is not difficult. It's all the Besalevi says that in Rashi, because of Rashi's lotion, called it in carbonic in the rice dikin. But Mitzvah we should say that the aloche of Ilam Mishpat Hashatosin Ilvleyev has no application to Migarish as Ishti Baal Korcho, because since she doesn't do the Maise, and he does the Maise, so as long as it's Midaite of the Baal, so he doesn't come within the aloche of Ilam Mishpat Hashatosin Ilvleyev. So it's only in Rashi we are forced to say that way. But Ramon will say, no, that the apostle of Eila Mishpat Hashatosim Lifneiev has reference only to a kfiyah that is done of a person who al pidin does the maise, like the Gerashin. So the maise is done by the Baal. If Bezdin forces the Baal to give a get, well, it has to be done through his maise, so then it has to, so the force, the coercion, has to be exercised by business muchim. Mashenke Gereshin Nishta Balkocho. So that's the aloha, I mean, he's Migarisha Balkocho. She has nothing to say about it. So Mimele it doesn't come within the aloha of Vilam Shpada Shotosim Lifneir. Alright. Now, so but that's only Vajishi. Now, here the Mishnah says that miun is vishleisha. Now in Yibomes, there are kubov kuv zayin. So there is a machlekes bishama and bisilam. Bishama I say that miun requires gimul mumch. She has to say in the reitze biplaini dafke in the presence of gimul mumch. And bisil say even gimul adyetis. But then the Gemara mentions Chavisi Barab Yude, Chabelezer, Tutanoim, who say that Miun can take place with Nishnayim. And the Gemara says in Yivomes, Halocha Keisi Azuk. Chavisi Barab Yude, Chabelezer, that Miun is with Nishnayim. In other words, so we don't pass like the Mishnah. But Halocha Keisi Azuk. Keisi Azuk. Now, does that mean that what Rashi says, Kein Bishleisha bin und Chol Tikkun Rabbonin kein der Reise Tikkun. Kein der Reise Tikkun. In other words, that get also Baal Kocho require Shleisha. So the Mele, get Baal Kocho of the Isha require Shleisha. So the Mele, Miyun Baal Kocho of the Baal. Because that's Miyun. So Miyun Baal Kocho of the Baal requires Shleisha. But according to the Eisei Hazuk, and we pass like the Eisei Hazuk, that miun requires only shnayim, so that means that get doesn't require shloisha either. I mean, so that's not mentioned, it's not mistaba. Because Rashi says here that the reason as to why the Tana of the Mishnah holds, the Tana of the Mishnah is not in accordance with the Eisei Hazuk. So the reason as to why the Tana of the Mishnah here holds that it's three is because since get Baal Kocho of the Isha requires Shleisha, because anything that involves queer, requires Bezden and Shleisha, So politiken rabbonen gehen der Reize ticken. Also require shleisha. But the Eise Azuk holds to get required, get balkol of the isha require shleisha. But miyun is only mit rabbonen. I mean the whole isha is only rabbonen. So the hachomim did not apply the aloche of kol ticken rabbonen on the right. But insofar as the requirements of shleisha by dirish and balkol of the isha is concerned, so that's not only the machlekes of Bisila and Eise Azuk. Anyway, this is Rashi Shita. This is Rashi Shita. But in other words, there is, this is Rashi Shita. So, but the Ramor certainly does not agree with that, and the Bishmuel, since he has his office, whether Migarish is Ishti Bal Kocho, after Chira Ben Gershon, whether David is effective or not, he certainly could not have a sofik as to whether Rabbi Gershon could be Ikadon Nator. I mean, of course he couldn't be Ikadon Nator. So obviously the sofik in Rabbi in Bishmuel is on that question. Well, since there is a loch of Ilam Shpot HaShot HaSim Lifnei, anything that involves kvier, that involves force, it requires kvier, so requires bezden mumchi. But Hedyetis can do it on the basis of Shlechosayikav, you know. So does that only apply to a kvier that is realized over the person while the wind does the mice? Masheike, Gabigeirish Nishti Malkoho, she doesn't do anything. He does the mice. So even though it's against the consent of the Isha, it doesn't require Bez Mumchi. That's the Shita of the Ramo, but Rashi Shita apparently is not like that. And the Bishmuel, so that's the song. I mean, it's very strange to say that every get requires Shleisha, because there are many, so many rayas. Now, there are so many rayas. Then the reason Rosh Nagmore, Daf Kufayim Dalet in Borbastre, and that Chovimu in Erech, the same Rosh Nagmore, or to call the Migarish, be the Migarish. So we see that the Erechim doesn't require this. What will the Migarish do with this expression, Gimore, that Chovimu in Erech, and Kufayin Dalet in Borbastre, the same Rosh Nagmore. So some mention that the Girsa of Rabbi Gershon is not or to call the Migarish the Bidine Migarish, but or to call the Migarish Bidine Rabbi Migarish. So in other words, so in the name Bidine Migarish, yes. And that's the beginning of the zeal. I mean, if we understand it Kipshute, I mean, not the way the Pirush and the Guinness in the zeal explains it, the Samakhtira. But the Rabbi Gershon's girl saying the Gemara in Erech and Afon Gimu and Robasra is or to call them Garish within a Rabbi Garish. Anyway, that we have to say according to the neighborhood. But it's not mistaken like the neighborhood. But of course, the Chathchile, one should be Machmia to have a Bezdin whenever he gets his Misur. Netter Revai, the Rashi, in Bol the Halalei Alamoy, the Chemais Hashem, Shein Meim Yiduyin Kein Peretz V'Yerkub, Shein Leim Shisha B'Shuk, V'Adeshes Habol Yideson Tzor Shleisho L'Shom. To appraise it, so require Shleisho. What do you mean Shleisho? Shleisho expert. It's not the Aloche of Bez, here it's Aloche of three experts, three kids. הירח המטלתם לו מפורש אך מהם דחסיתקים בפער שכאר כחכה והכחוי של הקדש צור לכתס ועציר דקיים לשום עם בו לבדי צור בגמור מפורש ויאלוף מקרוי So there too it's 10 פקים So 9 can be Israeli and 1 has to be Ikeian but it's all right if all the 10 are Ikeian experts ויודם אבוליף בית עצמי We had Ekde, Shua Yitzig, May of I, if someone made a Mede of May of I, so Shomene is a Kevet. So again, the Shume, the appraisal, requires test. נגמור פה אחד המקודש, נגמור גיד את ארץ, כי שום עד מי עולה. דין נפושת ב-20 ושליש, וקל כמה יאליק לא במסליס. So that's the Mishnah itself mentions the Tosh. In other words, Bishofto Eido Vitzilo Eido, so Eido is stand, so Eido Shifetet, Eido Matzelet, Eido Shifetet, Eido Matzelet, so then, and then we see it, so how do we know three more? Because of we see Acharab Lohoyz, all right. So we, from that Pasuk, we learn out that the Nefoshes requires forgiveness. Now, in this Shabbos Sedre, there is a machleket between Rav Sadik Goyen and the Ramban. Now, the Ramban mentions the name of Sadik Goyen, Al Kishnai Meidi Mushleisho, Yokum. So the Gemara Makis, Mishnah Makis mentions the Kamut Roshes that we learn now. In other words, the Aloha of Mitzvah called the Apostle is from Tulo. So Shnayim if just as by two Eidim. So if one is a Koref, naturally, so you don't have two Eidim. So it's certainly both. So even if there are three Eidim or 100 Eidim. So if one is a Koref, so it is full of two. So we learn now. But the Ramban mentions the name of Sadi Goyen, the Pshuti Shal Mikro. It's very strange. I mean, that does not even appear to be to be implicit in the Pshuti Shal Mikro. But this is what Sadi Goyen says. That the Pshuti Shal Mikro of our Pshnayim Mushloisho is that Shnayim Eidim is required in the Mephoshes, in the Mephoshes also, I mean, and Shloisho is required for Kabbalah. We need two Eide Yagode, and Shloisho means three Mikab. Even though the Nefoshes requires Chof Gimul, so Rav Sadik Goyen says, what does require Chof Gimul Nefoshes? The Gemar Din, in other words. The Gemar Din, perhaps also the Masel Matan, the trial has to take, as the trial and the conviction has to be made by Sanhedrin Shel Chof Gimul, not by Beis Din Shel Gimul. But the Kabbalah-Seides of Nefoshes, that can be done by Gimul. That can be done by Gimul. By Gimul. Now, that's what the Rav Sadik Goyen says. And this is the Pshute, according to Rav Sadik Goyen, this is the Pshute Shal Mikro of our Pishnai Mishleisho. Shnai Meyagode and Shleisho Bez Mikav. So only the Gemar Din requires Sanhedrin Chof Gimul. But who can be Mikavel Neides, even Bez Shal Gimul? The Ramban is Chelik. And the Ramban says, no, that the Kabbalah say this. The Kabbalah Seides of Nefoshes also requires forgiveness. The Kabbalah Seides of Nefoshes also requires forgiveness. In other words, that let's say if he bears Gimul Smuchim, of course, according to Rav Sadik Goyen too, Smuchim is required, but not Chof Gimul. So according to Ramban, if Gimul Smuchim will be Kabbalah Seides, and then. This Chof Gimul will be done, so it's not good. According to Sadik Goyen, it is good. Now, so the Ramban, it's on yesterday said it. So the Ramban says that Kabbalah Seides of Nefoshes requires Chof Gimul. But Kabbalah Seides of Nefoshes can manifest itself in two situations. One situation is where the original testimony is made by it. Let's say when two Eidim come before Beis Din, and they testify, they saw that a certain person is David Adi God. So then the according to Rav Sadik Goyen, even in the original testimony, so Kabbalah Seides does not require Chof Gimul, only Gimul. And Ramban says that it requires Chof Gimul. But Kabbalah Seydes of Nefoshes can manifest itself not in the original testimony by Indian, but suppose now there is the Mishnah Makkos. The Kolokim Sheyam Bishnei Nizviim Unigma. The Bezdin shall play me, so that the other Bezdin can be done. In other words, suppose a certain Nidin was convicted, was Nigma Dilem in one Sanhedrin. And then he was Borach. He escaped in another city. Then two Eidim come to a Bezdin in another city, and they testify that this person was Eidus was already in his Kabel in the Bezdin, and it was Nigmar delay by that in that Sanhedrin. So then he can be executed by the other. So the other Bezdin doesn't have to go through the whole Shakoni, the whole Maso Matan and Nigmar Din all over again. Why? Because it was already Nigmar delay. All that is necessary is to be Nivarei that it was Nigmar delay. So all that is necessary is Kabbalah Seydes. Now, does the Ramban, so all that is necessary is Kabbalah Seydes. Now, Mishnah Nigmar delay, the Mishnah in Market, that Zion said, Mishnah Nigmar delay, you borah, you borah with me, it's a Bezdin, and it's a Stres delay. Kol Mokim, Sheyam Beshnaim, V'yem Omiyidim Onim, V'yish Pleini, Shenigma Dine, V'bezni Shal Pleini, U'Pleini, V'bezni Shal Pleini, U'Pleini, U'Pleini, Eido, Harei V'yoh. So Gemara says, V'fnei Yisi Bezni Hudein Seisrin, Hol V'fnei Bezni Acha Seisrin, Hotone Sei V'kol Mokim, Sheyam Beshnaim, V'yem Omiyidim Onim, V'yish Pleini, Shenigma Dine, V'bezni, Pleini, U'Pleini, Pleini, Eido, Harei V'Nerak. So even if it's V'bezni Acha here, so the Bez Nacher does not go over the trial again. All they have to do is to be Mikavleides, to be Mevarer, that already is what's named. Omar Abaye, Loi Kashi. Kam Be'alt Yisroel, Kam Be'chutz Loretz. Tanya Rav Yudah Ben Bistoye, Yimei Amishim Rav Shim Neshota. Borach Me'eres Lechutz Loretz, Ein Seischen Es Dinei. Mechutz Loretz Loretz, Seischen Es Dinei. Mipnei Schuso Shal Eretz Yisroel. So Shal Eretz Yisroel. So the Halach is, if Sanhedrin can be made, Sanhedrin of Tokino can be made in Chutz Loretz also. So if a one was Nigmar Dinei in Sanhedrin Me'at Yisroel in one place, in one city, and then he was Borach, and he appeared before another Sanhedrin, so the other Sanhedrin, the other person does not have to go to have a new trial. So all they have to do is to be Kabbalah. Machine came, if it was Nigmar Dinei in Sanhedrin Shabbat Chutz Loretz, and then he escaped, and he appeared before a Bezdin Shel Eretz Yisroel. So then he requires a Nigmar Din. Why? Because, maybe because of Schuso Shel Eretz Yisroel, so the other Bezdin will have a new Matzel Matzel. And the Nigmar Din, then maybe they'll find his Schus. Avira Da Tzol Yishmachtim, so perhaps they'll find his Schus. Anyway, so that's the other situation where Kabbalah Seydes in Nefoshes manifests itself. Now the question is this: according to Rav Sadi Goyen, so even the original Kabbalah Seydes before Gmarim does not require forgiveness. So the Ramban is chelik. Maybe the Ramban is chelik only in the original Kabbalah Seydes, but in such a case where he was already Nigmar Dinei in one Sanhedrin. And then he was Borach. He was Nigmar Dinei in the Bez in Sanhedrin in Eretz Yisroel. And then he was Borach. So he doesn't require Sfiras Adin. So he doesn't require a new trial. So all he requires is a Kabbalah Seydes. Maybe that Kabbalah Seydes, even according to Ramban, does not require Sanhedrin. Bishleim the Kabbalah Seydes, the original Kabbalah Seydes, before the Gmar Din. So Mele, the Ramban holds that everything that is a prerequisite for Gmar Din has the same aloha like the Gmar Din of Nefoshes. So just as the Gmar Din of Nefoshes requires Chodimul, so everything that it precedes the Gmar Din of Nefoshes also requires Chodimul. Masha'in came if he was already Nigmar Dinei out of the Sanhedrin Shal Chodimul. And now, but he escaped. And now he appears before another Bezdin. So, Since he was Nigma Dinei Sokel, Akishmai is Galia Betri, his Bechiu Mise was Nigma, and he's already Gavrek Taylor. But it's only a question of being Mivaret. That's all. It's only a question of being Mivaria. So perhaps even the Ramban would agree. Perhaps even the Ramban would agree that where the Gmar Din took place already, and now the Kabbalah Tedes is only for the purpose of ascertaining the fact that he was the Gmar Dinei, then such a Kabbalah Tedes, even according to the Ramban, does not require Chof Gimel. We could say that. But the Ramban in Perikud Gimel, I mean, it's remarkable. I mean, many achrenim mention Machlokes Ramban and Rav Tzadik Goyer, and the Rambam I didn't see that somebody should mention. Now the Rambam in Perek Gimel Milchas Sanhedrin, Haloche Zayin, he said as follows: Mi she nigmar dinei, uborach, uboli beznachir, ein seitz chines dinei, elo kol mokim she yam b'shnayim. V'yemru meyidinonu es ispleini shenigmar dinei bibezn pleini upleini eidov harizi yorek. V'amed vorm amurim b'ritzeach, avol shor hayovim bises ashe yoveyu eidov v'rishenim v'yoidu shenigmar dinei yagyob yorek. That's not for another reason, because there is aloche in all mechiyovim bises except ritzeach, so the aloche is yabreidin tigelu v'rishenim. So who has the right to execute it? To carry out the actual execution date. It, once the Edim threw the stone and then he didn't get killed, so the other Jews are also allowed. But no one is allowed to kill him at the very outset except the Edim. By the Teach, there is no aloche. There is no aloche there is no aloche of Yadayim Tiyu Varsheno. By the Tzeach, there is a mitzvah that the Adam should carry out the execution. But that's not Miyake, supposing the Adam doesn't, so anybody can carry it out. So the Rambam says, so best the point to the Adam. So that's a special aloche by the Tzeach. Mashiach can know the Chiyovim is his Bezden, so no one has the right to carry out the actual execution at the very outset. Except they, nikta yadayidim, so he's potter, because there is aloche yadayidim tiyah v'rishenim. Only if the Edim tried already and he didn't die yet, so then others are also allowed. But at the very outset, to carry out the execution, no one is alive. Yadayidim tiyah v'rishenim. So memele, this aloche of kol mokim shenig madinei, two Edim testifying that this person was already convicted in one Sanhedrin, so then the other person can carry out execution. It doesn't apply to Shomer Yom Mises Bezdin, because the Shomer Yom Bezdin, so only those who testify this to the Maisa Avere have the right to kill it. Not Edim who testify, they didn't see the Maisa Avere, they only saw that there was a Kabbalah Seder. So that's why the Rambam says, But then he says, "Vehu." So beritzeach, the aloch is kol mokem shiyam b'shnayim v'yemum yidnon es ispleini. Harei deyorek, vehu sheyoyidu b'bezdin shelech komishleishim. So the whole din is mentioned in the Mishnah Makkos, but this concluding expression, vehu sheyoyidu b'bezdin shelech komishleishim, is not mentioned in the Mishnah Makkos. But of course, certainly according to Rav Tzadik Goyen, there is no such aloche. Because according to Rav Tzadik Goyen, even the original testimony does not have to be niskabel that the al Sanhedrin Shulchan Gimel. Can be niskabel al the Bezdin Smuchim Shel Gimel, al Achaskamo Vichamo, where he was already nigmar dinei. And the purpose of the Kabbalah Seder is only to ascertain. So then certainly. So we see that the Rambam is chelik Rav Tzadik Goyen. And not only is the chilek of Tzadik Goyen, but we see a bigger chilesh. From the Ramban, we don't see it, because we could limit the Ramban Shite only to the original testimony, not to the Kabbalah Seides that there was already a Gmar Din. But since the Rambam says like that, so it's not mistaber that the Ramban will be chilek, so mislastam, the Ramban will also agree with the Rambam that not only the original testimony required the Kabbalah Seides by Chof Gimel, but even a subsequent testimony, a testimony that there was already Madin, also requires Hovjit. All right, now. For Reva Van Nirva Shir Sherova Isho, Ubehimo Shinovas Lish, Nizune Sabimo Isok, Bihovdimo, Kyodo Marevea, the East Kishla Dode, the Raxas Isho, the Sabimo, the Hino Revea, the East Demo Isho, my Isho Bihovdimo, of the Hemo. Bemus Abimus Arigo, the Nirva. Sheranisco, so Raven Nirva has reference, Raven Nirva and Sheranisco all have reference to the Hemo. But Raven Nirva have referenced the case where it was Nirva, Reveya Nirva, the Behemoth was Reveya Nirva, and then Shiranisko means what the Behemoth killed the human being. Shiranisko Shenoga Chodo Omeit. So, why? So that requires also Esther Mishleisa. Shenema Rasher Yisokeil, the Gambol of Yumos, Kimisas Abayl and Kamis Rashi. Now Rashi here, there is a very strong deal in the Russian of Russia. Kimisas Bailin, im Hoyoniden Bichiu Misas Bez, the boy Esri Mushleisho, Kach Misas Hashir. The high ball, how do we know that? That Kimisas Bailin Kach Misas Hashir. Because the Torah says, Hashir Yisokeil, the Gambol of Yumos. So God's expression, Gambol of Yumos, Yumos is a Koyisir. The high ball of Yumos, Koyisir Lard Roshe. So the high ball of humus, koyiseir el har droshe. The loid in Israel story, to the first time in Big Mar. It doesn't mean that humus, that the owner of the axe who goes a human being and killed by the with the goy. So Israel is no, he's not Israel is. But so what shot in the posseg of all of humus? So in other words, Hashem is okay, he'll be gambol of humus. And it's in accordance with the same chiyuv of a mise of the bowl. Not only, just as if the bowl had killed the human being, so then you require a chavimu. So when the sheli is okay, it also requires the gmadin, requires chavimu. Now that was some Rashi. Now there is that Rashi is taken from the Gemore, Daftesvor. Now Daftesvor of Medalev. The second line from the bar. Shiranis was the Shlesh Nema Asheri Yisokit Bol of Yumos, Kimis is a Bail Kamis Asher. Omer a Bail Le Rob. Mimai the Hai Gam Bol of Yumos, Lumis a Bail Kamis Asher. Udo se, Eime Liptole Udios. Eime Liptole Udios. So Rashi says, Lechayev Misa Le Bol. Lechayev Misa. Vehichem Atkinolo Mipashte Le Gam. Mipashte Le Gam. Im Kein, so the Gemog is a Teret, Lichte Vigambio. If the Pshat in the Posik is, Liktole would also say that the Bible is also Mechoyed Nise. So the Torah should say, Asher Yisokil Vigambio of Yumos. Why did it say Gol of Yumos? So it's because of Rachmone Hoche, Havamine Biskile, Biskile, Salkadaitach, Kotel Yir, Bisayev, Vamene Biskile, בדיום היידי קוטר אחמונה יומוס להקול עליי, להפוק עם ישאי וחנק, אם יחו מנדום החנק חומר, מנדום החנק קיל, בית לומי, מה, לא יסל כדאי פה. תחזיב, אם כיף היו שסולו, וי יסל כדאי פה. So you cannot say, לקטול הוא דו עושה, וי יסל כדאי פה, בא קטול הוא, זה זה בא לי עם ישחי ומי זה, והקסיב לו יסיק פה כיף על הנפש וצייח. עד הרבה, משום, היא גוף הקוטל, יהיו מצד פה למיני, אל בקטול, פחתול שירי, Lifrik Napshi will mene. So in other words, so how do we know? So maybe how do we know that this Pasuk advises us in Sabbath with Asheya? Maybe it advises us that it's Chayev Mise. But where the Chiyuv Mise is for is Tichat Asheya, so then there is Kefer. Elo Macheski. The Chinton of the Cheski. O Macho, Mois Yumos Amachir Yisiyahu, Al Ritzichose Yato Hergei, Yato Hergei Al Ritzich Asheya. Now, so then, Tesis as the Kashi. Tesis as the Kashi. Even Liktolu does. Tame, the Mashba di Liktolu say, Suli Dashino Minei Kimisabai Kamir Sashaya, Vitame or Gabrivea, the Dorish Leo Midiskas, Vitame Shimichod and Misik Silatavai, the Kibrak, which is at Emo, or Kabishi Dashino Midiskas, and the Silvis of Khatam Nabshi, which is sich was in Beimo mit Schumot, wie ich lima dort in Beimo gsiv, Basri lachschuhe Beimo lisha, loche gsiv schier bereiche, wo der Beil lachschuhe Beimo lisha, beruhi schier le Beil, ich lau nicht in die Apia, wie im Thema, I mean, das ist das, was ich nur, I mean, wie im Thema, wa kate jitz durch Schumot, lo nisse dich am Eid. So in other words, so it's not, mi juta, so the posik, the expression, gambolo Schumot is not mi juta, because Misa Dishmaim is Mechuyim. In Mishmaim, Kida Shinom Beilu Naaretz, Lifi Shimotzinu Mumsim Bidi Shamaim, Nishmom Mishapelem, Shenem Avim Kipa Yishasho. Yish Lema, Bidi Misa Dishmaim Lechudo, Se Avrimim Al Yomus, Avol Yomus, Mashmel Bez, Likach Meitmel Lemisa Mamish, Oy Lich Misa Sabay Lika Misa Hashem. Umikom Boken, Ki Mekminu Lich Misa Zabaylim, Da Shinom Name Misa Bidi Shamaim. The micro in the future, the mashma, the bailim chayovim. So this is a taste. So taste says, in so many words, that it's not that the whole expression, is miyuta. The whole expression, gambol of humans, is miyuta. It's not miyuta because we have to know that it's chayim is in the shaman. If the Torah didn't say the gambol of humans, I wouldn't know that the owner of the sheir is chayim is in the shaman. But how can we learn how that the Mises Abaldum is a Sheya? Because if the Kabbalah Sator has been only to advise it, that his Chayim is Shemayim, so the Torah could say, Yomus, why Yomus? So in other words, since the Torah, instead of saying Yomus, says Yomus, so it's a Raya that the Mises Abaldum is a Sheya also. But certainly that his Chayim is Shemayim, because in Mikroyate, this is but from Rashi in the Mishnah and Rashi here, because Rashi, first of all, Rashi here, that the Torah is out of the first line. Evil is told, the Chayim Misa Levailo, the Chayim Misa, the Heichem Afkinole Mipashte Legam. According to the Tesis, so it's not that we negate the Pshutishal Mikro completely. No, we don't negate the Pshutishal Mikro completely. But we only deduce another halacha. But the judicial mikro is not negated. But Rashi says that this drasha tells us, implies that we have to negate the judicial mikro completely. That's one. Then the Rashi here on the Mishnah. Rashi says, Nimoyo ki Mrs. Bailey, Nimoyo need the Chir Mrs. Besson, the boy Esther Mishrecho, Kach Mrs. Asheya. The hobby all of humans koyiseret lehar koyiseret. So according to Tesis, it's not a koyiseret. So he says the hobby all of humans koyiseret. Now according to Tesis, so the drosha is based upon the fact, in as much as the Torah could say that all of yomus and not yumos. So we learn out the balashia. So that doesn't mean that the whole posse is Yisera. But Rashi says the whole of humus is Yisera. In other words, so it's in line with what Rashi says after Svogel Medalev, that the Afke Mipashto Gamle. Ruloin Yisraev Tolek in first time the Gemara, so the question is, but the Gemara in Ksuve says, the Gemara in Ksuve says that the Rechim Yishmael is Yishemotzinu, Mumsim Bidei Shomayim, Neistim Momenu Mishapelem. So the Gemara says in so many words that the pshat in the bowl of humus means that even when the sheya killed, so the owner is chayev miseh. Now, from Rashi, it's not mashma like that. So it's contrary to the Gemara. Now, so the Rashi is not difficult at all. Now, the Torah says, Hashem yisokel in the bowl of humus in kefa yishasalot. So then he pays it. So if it pays kefer, it certainly is not chayav mitzvah shemayim. If a sheya killed a human being, so and the bailim paid kefer, so then he's not chayav mitzvah shemayim. He's only chayav mitzvah shemayim if he doesn't pay kefer. So that goes without saying that if he does pay kefer, he's not chayav because that pashtes hamikro in the mole of humus in kefer yishasalo. So then now, so that means, and Because of that, the Gemara says, Motzino moves in the Shemaim, Nesim Amen, Mishchavale. Why? Because of the Kefeish HaSolo. So if he pays the Kefeish, so he certainly, the Chiyuv is the Shemaim Mishpotah. The question is, suppose he doesn't pay. The Torah says, you gave a Yush HaSolo. Suppose he doesn't pay Kefeish, all right, so he's Mevatil in HaSolo. Is he Chayim is the Shemaim, or is not Chayim is the Shemaim? So there is a Machlekes between the Ibn Ezra and the Rashbam in Chumash Mishpat. The Rashbam says in so many words, in Kefa Yisha Solo, in Mishalim Sa Kefa, Hare Yun Niftam in Yisir Shomayim. But if he doesn't pay the Kefa, in Yishchay in Yisir Shomayim. So in other words, Shemotzinu Mumsim in Yishomayim, Mishalim in Kefa, so according to the Rashbam in Chumash, it means that the Etzem Tashlumim of the Kefa, it removes the Chiyuv in the Shemayim. The Ibn Ezra in Chumash says, no, even if he doesn't pay the Kefa, he's potter of the Shemayim. So what's the Pshat? The Dambol of Humos? So, the Ibn Ezra says, the Dambol of Humos, Rohu hoyo liye ismumos de Shemayim. Elo sha'ateiro. Chivo is el shalom Kefa, o likach, eini chayev mi de Shemayim. So even if he doesn't pay, so he's not chayev. So the Pshat in Gabor of Yuma says, he should be Mechuyev in the Shemayim. He should be Mechuyev in the Shemayim if there hadn't been a Chiyuv Kefa. But the Torah had Rachmones on him. So Memele, the Chiyuv, so what's the Machlekes between the Rashbam and the Ibn Ezra? Of course, if there hadn't been a Din of Kefa, he certainly, the owner of the Sheir, would be Mechuyev in the Shemayim. But there is a Chiyuv of Kefa, so according to the Rashbam, if the Tashlumim of the Kefa takes off the Chiyuv in Shemayim. According to Ibn Ezra, is the Chiyuv of the Kefa. Is the Chiyuv of the Kefa that takes off. Is the Chiyuv of the Kefa that takes off. So, actually, is the Chiyuv of the Kefa takes off. So, I heard from my father that Chaim said that if Rashbam didn't say to the contrary, he would also say like that, the Pshat in the Pasuk is like that message. But the Rashbam says, in so many words, the contrary. But we see that the Ibn Ezra says that the Pshat in Kefa Yusha Solof means that since there is a Chiyuv Kefa, the definitely self takes off the Chiyuv Shemayim. So in Mele, we can say that Rashi, there is a certain Loshin in Rashi in Makkah, which tends to indicate more, I mean, it's not Mifurashi. It's not Ruchach at all, but it tends to indicate more like the Shittas Rashbam, but it's not Ruchach from the Russian Rashi. But this Rashi, and the Rashi that is for Midalev, where Rashi says, Afkei Mipashi Yerigam. And this Rashi, where it says, the high goal of humor is for Yisrael, Laot Rashi. So if we say that Rashi agrees with the Nezra, that Gambiol of Humus means Rohoyo Shiyim Chiyuv Shemayim. So he should, so that means actually he's not Chiyuv Shemayim. So in Mele, it's a Koyisera, so you can call it Koyisera. True, the Torah here tells us that had there been a Din of Kefa, a Chiyuv Kefa, then there would be Chiyuv Shemayim. But it has no actual relevance, so it's a Koyisera. This is only, the Torah only tells us what would have been if the din had been different than what it was. If there hadn't been a din of Kefa, then there wouldn't be a chiyuv in Shemayim. So that can be called koyseira. Masha'inkin, according to Rashbam, you cannot say it's koyseira because it's a din of Kemine. Suppose you don't pay Kefa. So it's chiyuv in Shemayim. But if we say like the Ibn Ezra, then we can understand what Rashi says, the high ball of humus koyseira. And you can even understand the expression after the pashte we call the gamre, because the pashte we call would be, I mean, appears to be that he is mamish mechuyev in Shemayim, and then we say no, he's not mamish mechuyev. Only what that he should be mechuyev if there hadn't been anything. So maybe Rashi can say after the pashte we call the gamre. All right. Hadiv Arish and Miss Odom when he did the skill of Kisheya. Then we will come back to Cheya. They had called Baal Chay. She was not a tapo. Baal was Chayo. When Donin was a Shevet, Ruben shall Shevet shall that be Zora be made.
No, we are shekeh abichenek. Bigmore boy minorot. So we learn it out from the post. The din of no we are shekeh ad mifoshet of no we are shekeh requires a nalo. Now, a mitzin le milchemes oshus. Elo al pi bezdin shel shivim ve'ach. Kol milchomo kovel rishus. Mivad milchemes Yeshua. Now here we see a very strong deal from the Loshon of Rashi. It's more than a deal, it's mamish mifur. Now, the Rambam, when he mentions the aloche of Mechemes Oshus versus Mechemes Mitzvah, so he says, what is Mechemes Mitzvah? In a melech nilcham tchilo elo perikei milchat melochim. Haloche ale. In a melech nilcham tchilo elo melchemes mitzvah. Veizehu melchemes mitzvah, zu melchemes shiva amomi, u melchemes amolek, veros Yisrael miyator shebo aleya. Vahakach nilcham melchemes oshus, viyamulchomo she nilcham mishor ha'ami, kidlahar chilvul Yisrael, lahavim lo sevishim. So the Gemara in Sainte says, Milchemes suyo le'arvoche le'hakelishus. So that's what the Rambam says, le'achin bul Yisroel. Le'achin bul Yisroel. So, and Milchemes, Yeshua le'obeish le'hakel chayvo. So the Rambam explains what it more means say. Milchemes Yeshua le'obeish le'hakel chayvo, dynamic. Because of Hachim Tachimim is Chayikom Mishom. That's what it is. So he mentions also Mechemes Hamoek. So that's Mechemes Mitzvah. The Ramban, the Soges, that's the Ramban, where the Masik of Rambam, that's why the Rambam doesn't mention in Yena Mitzvah, the Mitzvah of Yerishtem Yishaftembo. So he says, that when the Gemara in Seite says, Mechemes Yeshua Lirviti Vahakel Chayvo, so the pshat is not as the Rambam says, because of dynamism. But it's not dynamism, even when there is no dynamism, even when another nation has the power over Israel. So if the Jews are able to take it away from the goyim, so there is a chiyuv of kibush. We reach them, we shout them, and that's the pshat in Milchemes Yehoshua Lir. Mechemes Yeshua. Now, how is it mashma from Rashi? That Rashi explains it like the Rambam, not like the Rambam. Because Rashi says, "Bimelchemes Oshus, kol milchomo, kol rishus, livad bimelchemes Yehoshua, shehoi so lir b'sheseret Yisrael. Shehoi so lir b'sheseret Yisrael." So he emphasizes shehoi so lir b'sheseret Yisrael. If Rashi agrees with the Rambam pshat, why does he have to say Shoyi Shalom Yisrael Tisroel? Zainamimi! There is the Machlekes, Rabbi Yudah and Rabbi Shimon, where the mitzvah of Achim Dachimen applies to Knanim Shebechutzlach. So it's another Machlekes. So that, first of all, it's a Machlekes between Rabbi Yudah and Rabbi Shimon in Seite. So it's a Machlekes. But, and this Mishnah does not have a, has nothing to do with that Machlekes. That Mishnah certainly accords with everybody, not only with Rav Shimon, but with Rav Yudah also, that the mitzvah of Achim Tachimus Chaikom Shomo applies to the Zainamim Shebechutz Loretz as well. Not only Zainamim Shebechutz Yisrael, but even according to Rav Yeshua. So it has nothing to do with Kibush Eretz Yisrael. There's a kosu that according to Rav Shimon, So the whole mitzvah of Achim Tachimim applies only to Ketanim Shebe'at Yisrael, not Tanim Shebe'at Yisrael. But there's nothing to do with Kibush Eretz Yisrael. Here Rashi emphasizes, Kol milchome kol rishus levad milchemes Yeshua, sho yisodim b'se'at Yisrael. And he doesn't mention Zainamim. In other words, Kibush Eretz Yisrael, that's milchemes Yisrael. So it's like the Ramban. Now why doesn't, of course the Ramban will be made that Zainamim and milchemes Amorei, has the din of Lochemesis.